弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters here.
奉主耶稣圣名，一起来学习道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the words of God.
今天晚上来谈神荣光所充满的殿。
Tonight we're going to study the topic, the temple filled with the glory of God.
大家来翻开历代志下第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
历代志下第五章
Second Chronicles chapter 5
第五章来读第十二节
Second Chronicles 5 verse 12
五章十二节说他们出圣所的时候歌唱的利未人亚撒西曼耶杜顿和他们的众子弟弟兄都穿细麻布衣服站在坛的东边敲拔鼓瑟弹琴同着他们有120个祭司吹号是三
13
吹号的歌唱的都一起发声声和为一赞美感谢主吹号敲拔用各样乐器扬声赞美主说主本为善他的慈爱永远长存那时神的殿有云充满是四甚至祭司不能站立供职因为主的荣光充满了神的殿
Verse 12, all the Levites who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and relatives, stood on the east side of the altar, dressed in fine linen and playing cymbals, harps, and lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests sounding trumpets. The trumpeters and singers joined in unison as with one voice to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, they raised their voices and praised the Lord and sang, He is good, His love endures forever.Then the temple of the Lord was filled with a cloud, and the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God.
这一段经文是当所罗门所建的圣殿建成之后，他们把约柜放进了圣殿之后，神荣耀充满的记录。
Solomon finished building the temple of the Lord. The Ark of the Covenant was brought into the temple, and this was what occurred.
那我们所看到的就是这时候祭司他们歌颂赞美神。
All the priests sang praises to the Lord.
他们是一起发声，声和为一的，是非常同心的。
And they sang in unison, in harmony.
他们用歌声跟乐器合在一起。
They had vocals and they had instruments.
然后赞美神说神是为善的他的慈爱永远长存。
And their song was, He is good, His love endures forever.
信实的神照他所应许的成就了。
And God had seen this mission, this completed their service.
因为他应许大卫的话都应验了。
Because he had promised David, his son, would build the temple.
那时候神的殿里面有云充满。
And the temple of the Lord was filled with a cloud.
那这里的云呢、其实我们看到就是第十四节最后说的神的荣光充满。
But what this cloud was, it's described in the end of verse 14. It's the glory of the Lord.
那这个神的荣光极大，所以连祭司都没有办法在殿里面供职。
So glorious that the priests could not perform their duties.
那这个描述跟在出埃及记四十章，当摩西那个时代把会幕建立以后。所呈现的景象是一样的。
And this is very similar because what was written in Exodus chapter 40.
我们如果看一下出埃及记的第四十章。
If we turn to Exodus 40.
出埃及记的四十章。
Exodus 40.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
出埃及记四十章三十四节，当时云彩遮盖会幕，主的荣光就充满了帐幕。
Exodus 30:34, and then the cloud.Correction 40:34, then the cloud covered the tent of the meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
35节，摩西不能够进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且神的荣光充满了帐幕。
35, Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
我们就会看到，从摩西那个时代的会幕，现在进到了在所罗门的时代所建的圣殿。神他的荣耀他的应许都没有改变。
And the manifestation of God was the same here in the tabernacle and then many, many years later in Solomon's temple.
会幕跟圣殿有一个共通性都是 完全按照神的指示所建造起来的。
Both the tabernacle and the temple were built in strict accordance with the dimensions ordained by God.
不管是它的尺寸、材料、它里面的装饰、设计、结构，都要按照神一切的吩咐。
Not just the dimensions, but all the materials and how it was constructed to the letter was done in accordance with God's will.
就是神的指示，人都一一的遵行之后，神回应人用荣光充满来表明他的喜悦。
And when all the people followed the letter of the God's instructions, then God was overjoyed.
我们知道历代之下从第二章开始呢，都来讲建造圣殿的这个过程。
From chapter 2 of 2 Chronicles, it starts talking about the construction of the temple.
第二章提到所罗门登基之后，他就开始预备材料，也预备工人。
Chapter 2, Solomon started preparing workers and started preparing materials.
第三章就说所罗门在大卫所指定的地点开工建造圣殿。
And then in chapter 3, Solomon built the temple where God and David had planned it to be.
那这个地点就是已经被选定好的，所罗门他就照着去开工建造了。
The site had already been determined, and Solomon began to build there.
那这个时间就是所罗门做王第四年二月初二日的时候。
And this was in the fourth year of Solomon, in the second month.
那我们看到接下去所有的圣殿的结构、建筑跟里面的物品都按照神的吩咐。
Everything inside was built according to the instructions of the Lord.
在第三章跟第四章里面，他都一直强调说，里里外外都贴上金金，里面圣殿里面是金碧辉煌的，而且非常荣耀的。
And according to the description in chapter 3 and 4, the place was filled with gold.
那第四章里面就列出了当初圣殿里面所做的各项物品，都是按照神的指示。
Chapter 4 talks about the furnishings inside the temple, and these were also built in accordance with the instructions of the Lord.
那到了第五章很快的，圣经就这样子带过。所罗门做完了神殿里面一切的工作。
And then chapter 5, the temple has been completed.
然后接下来他们就要把本来在帐幕里面的所有的属于神的物品都把它移到圣殿来。
And then they would bring everything into the temple that was ordained.
那在历代之下，他就没有说他到底是哪一年完工的。
In 2 Chronicles, it doesn't tell us what year the construction was completed.
他只是说用了七年的时间。
It just says that it took 7 years to build the temple.
但是在列王记上就有说明，他是在所罗门做王第十一年八月份的时候完工的。
But in 1 Kings, it does tell us that it was in the 11th year of Solomon's reign during the 8th month.
所以一共用了七年半的时间把圣殿的所有的结构里面的物品都做好。
So it took 7.5 years to complete the temple.
然后到了第五章的第三节。第三节就提到他们是在隔年的七月份的时候举行了这个圣殿的奉献典礼。
And in chapter 5 verse 3 it says that they came together at the time of the festival in the 7th month to celebrate.
所以这个时候七月份就是祝棚节的节期。
The 7th month is the Feast of Tabernacles.
那他们在前一年他们在前一年的八月份完工，所以圣殿基本上等了将近十一个月之后才奉献给神。
And so they completed the work the previous year, so about 11 months later was the dedication ceremony.
表示说这个奉献圣殿的这个日期它是特选的。
Meaning that they purposely selected the date of the dedication.
要让众百姓都来到神的面前来见证神是如何喜悦他所立名的居所。
Because they wanted a time where many of the people could gather together to celebrate together.
那整个奉献圣殿最关键的 一个环节就是要把约柜迎接进入圣殿里。
Important milestone was to bring the ark into the temple.
所以第五章就详细记录约柜是如何被抬进圣所的圣殿里面的至圣所里面去安置。
And so in chapter 5, it tells us that the ark of the Lord was brought into the most holy.
那安置完之后接下去就看到祭司他们高声歌颂赞美天上的神。
And after the ark was brought into the temple, then the priest began to sing praises to the Lord.
然后神用他的荣光充满圣殿来表达他悦纳百姓所做的。
And then God revealed himself with a glorious cloud to show his acceptance of this offering.
那所以从历代志下第二章以后所记录的这一系列的有关于建殿的历史对我们来说很重要。
So this is very important to our understanding.
因为从在摩西时代的会幕进到现在的圣殿它呈现着神的心意都没有改变。
This tells us that from the time of the tabernacle of Moses to the time of Solomon's temple, God did not change his mind.
所以从会迁移的会幕，然后现在进到了不会动的、不会迁移的圣殿。
So from a mobile tabernacle to an immobile temple, it was all the same.
那从一个很简单的一个结构就是一个帐幕里面的东西也相对的很简单到所罗门所建的圣殿就非常的荣耀辉煌。
And to a simple tent, to an ornate edifice, this was all the same in glorifying God.
我们看到神的工作越加的往上提升。
And this is the upward progression, forward progress of the work of God.
那在圣殿建立的时候，其实以色列国度是正强盛的时候。
When this temple was built, it was at the zenith of the power of the Israelite kingdom.
那这个以色列的国度是神建立的，因为是神掌权，他做王的。
And this was a king, a godly kingdom, because God established it, and He was the king.
神预备了一切的大环境，要让这个圣殿的工程可以顺利的举开。
And God was the one who arranged for this temple to be built.
所以我们看到从会幕到圣殿，这是一个提升。
So from tabernacle to temple, this was a progress.
但是我们知道，其实旧约里面所描述的这一个整个过程。都在述说的将来主耶稣要建立的教会，他所隐藏的一个蓝图而已。
But we know that all this is a foreshadowing of the church that Jesus would establish.
因为最后我们在圣经里面所看到的重点就是神借着耶稣基督所要建设的属灵的国度，就是他的教会。
Because we know the ultimate goal of God.Was to send Jesus to this world, or come as Jesus to the world, and to establish a church whereby everyone can receive salvation.
所罗门的圣殿后来神借着先知说，这是要成为万民万国祷告的殿。
Solomon's temple was to be a place of worship for all nations.
是让所有人愿意敬拜神的，他到这个地方就能够体会到神，他来这里的祷告也能够蒙神垂听。
So whomever wants to seek after God can come to the temple and find him.
那他们可以在这里体验到神的荣耀。
And they can experience the glory of God.
也看到神的作为。
They can see the work of God.
但是我们知道在历史上以时间的角度来看，其实最后这个很荣耀的圣殿也被摧毁了。
This temple, we know, was destroyed as well.
当百姓他们不愿意顺服神的指示，他们偏离了神的律法诫命之后，必然的结果就是圣殿被毁。
And because the people turned away from God, they rejected all His laws and commandments, and so God destroyed the temple.
那这也是神当初跟他的百姓所立约的内容之一。
And this is part of the covenant that God had established with His people.
所以那个时代的神的选民，他们曾经非常的失望。伤心看到圣殿被毁。
So when the temple was destroyed, the people were very devastated.
所以 有许多人写了哀歌，特别像耶利米先知就写了耶利米哀歌，来哀悼圣殿的被毁。
And the prophet Jeremiah wrote the book of Lamentations, lamenting the destruction of the temple.
但是物质的殿，其实这里面所要告诉我们的道理，都指向将来主耶稣来了以后要建设的那个属灵的教会。
But again, this physical temple is but just a foreshadowing of the spiritual church that Jesus wanted would establish.
当主耶稣进入人间之后，本来旧的都要变成新的。
Jesus came to change everything that was old into something new.
有关于神国的事情，要从物质的层面提升到属灵的层面来。
And to transform the spiritual world, the physical world into a spiritual world.
主耶稣要亲自用他的生命，牺牲流血，来成就神在旧约里面所在述说的救赎。
Jesus was to use his blood. To fulfill all the promises, the salvation in the Old Testament.
他亲自献上他的生命，被钉在十字架上，完成救恩。
He was crucified on the cross, shed his blood to complete salvation.
然后他从死里复活，向门徒显现。
And then he resurrected from the dead and revealed himself to the disciples.
四十天向门徒显现，然后述说有关于在旧约时候。有关于他的预言是如何应验起来的。
And for 40 days, he was with the disciples, teaching them how all the Old Testament prophecies regarding him.
然后吩咐他的门徒要继续传扬这个救人的福音。
And he instructed his disciples to continue to preach the message of salvation.
四十天之后他升天了。
After 40 days, he ascended to heaven.
然后不多久之后，照着他的应许，把应许的圣灵浇灌下来。
And then, as promised, he sent his promised Holy Spirit down to the world.
当他的门徒被圣灵充满之后，
And once his disciples were filled with Holy Spirit,
门徒他们得到力量，得到信息，他们见证耶稣基督是救主，是那个受膏的人类唯一的希望。
And they were filled with power and conviction. Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior, who came to save all the world.
听到使徒宣告的人心里扎心，他们愿意接受这个赦罪的洗礼，教会成立了。
And people were touched and moved to be baptized, and thus the church was established.
所以教会被称作属灵的神的圣殿。
And then the church became the spiritual temple of God.
也是耶稣基督的身体。
It is also the body of Christ.
它又是神的家。
And it is also the house of God.
所以我们今天在这个新约的时代里，看旧约的这一切的记录，我们都要能够联想到主耶稣基督所建设的真教会。
So through all these events in the Old Testament, we can know more about the church that Jesus has established in the New Testament.
今天我们来到教会敬拜神，用心灵跟诚实。
Today we come to church to worship God with spirit and truth.
我们并不需要再带牲畜礼物来献祭给神。
We no longer need to bring physical gifts to sacrifice to God.
但是我们需要用真理，用神的灵来敬拜他。
But we do have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
我们要明白神真正向我们所要的是什么。
We have to understand what God really wants of us.
然后我们在这里能够体验到这就是神的殿，这也就是我的家。
And then we can understand that this is the house of God, but this is also my house.
在这里有神的灵充满，有神的作为。
And here, the Spirit of God fills it with glory.
那更是这个神他立民的居所。
And this is
是神把他的名字高举的所在。
God has elevated His name in this house.
所以我们来到这个地方，称作主耶稣基督的教会。
And so this is the Church of Jesus.
是在拜真神的。
Where we worship the true God.
所以真耶稣教会，
That's why it's called the true Jesus Church.
我们的名字实际上是跟圣经里面的所有的道理都合在一起的。
And in accordance with all the teachings of the Bible, so we have a church.
基督是完美的。
Jesus is beautiful and perfect.
那他的身体应该也是要完美荣耀的。
And his body must be beautiful and perfect.
我们今天真教会是基督的身体。
So the true church is the body of Christ.
完美是从属灵的角度，从神的角度看。
To be beautiful and perfect is from the perspective of God.
我们今天每一个原本的罪人，现在因着主耶稣基督的救赎，我们生命被改变更新。
And we who were formerly sinners, we come to Jesus and we change and transform to have a new life.
我们这些原本的罪人现在聚集在一起，要组成主耶稣的身体。
We who were sinners have been united into the body of Christ.
我们的不完美有时候也会带到神的教会来。
But we are imperfect, and so we bring those imperfections to church.
我们需要借着查考圣经，让我们能够把原本的不完美把它除去，能够追求成为完美，能够让基督的身体得荣耀。
But it's through our pursuit of the Word of God and Jesus and drawing closer to Him that we can get rid of these imperfections.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，这个他的身体正教会应该是要变成荣耀完美的。
So when Jesus comes again, He will have a glorious, perfect, beautiful church to welcome Him.
那就好像新娘装饰整齐，准备来接受新郎的迎娶一样。
Just like a bride prepares herself to be married to the groom.
那我们今天就是在这一个预备的阶段里。
Right now we are in the time of preparation.
所以我们每一天我们在读圣经的时候。
And so every day we should be reading the Bible.
我们就好像用神的话在洗涤我们在更新我们一样。
We use the Word of God to refresh us, to remind us.
我们要每天去想说，我有哪些不完美的地方需要改变。
We use it to examine ourselves to figure out how we can become better.
就好像我们每一次的听道理都要有这个目的。
And that's also the purpose for listening to sermons.
就好像我们今天整个教会，我们的一些不完美的地方，当我们愿查考道理之后，我们可以把这些不完美把它除去了。
And so, through studying the Word of God, we can get rid of these imperfections, these sins.
那这个就是我们的日常的灵修功夫。
This is our daily pursuit of spiritual improvement.
那也是我们今天整体教会要努力追求的目标。
And this is the reason we have a church.
今天我们教会还有许多的缺陷，是跟圣经里面所描述的完美的基督的身体还不是很一致的。
And of course, we need to become more and more perfect and with fewer and fewer blemishes.
因为主他给我们一些时间，那容忍我们，其实就是要给我们机会去改变。
God gives us time on this planet to give us time to correct our blemishes.
那我们就需要加紧努力的预备自己。
And so we have to redouble our efforts to improve.
所以我们现在在读历代志下，看到神的圣殿被建造完之后，神的荣耀充满了。
So here in 2 Chronicles, the temple was completed and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
那我们就来想想看，有哪一些，为什么最后神的荣耀会充满这个圣殿？有几个关键点我们要学习，而且要抓住。
So some important points about why the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
因为我们一定要在教会里，我们的教会生活当中，弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人都要去感受到神的荣耀就在这里充满着。
Because we should all be able to experience that the glory of the Lord is here in the church.
那我们就能够真的像圣经所说的恩上加恩。我们已经得到神的救赎，我们现在能够更看到神的荣耀，而且我们也知道我们的生命目的在哪里。
And then it will be like the Bible says, it will be grace upon grace because we've received the blessed gospel salvation and then we see the glory of God.
那我们可以共同来努力建设神的教会。
So we should all work hard to build up the church of God.
那最后也能够共同见证神的荣光充满在他的这个教会里。
We can all together witness the glory of God filling this church.
而且还能够把我们这样信仰一代传下一代，直到主耶稣基督再来。
And we can pass on our faith generation to generation till the time comes when Jesus comes again.
首先我们来看一下所罗门他建造圣殿的心态是什么。
So let's examine the attitude Solomon had when he was building the temple.
看历代志下第二章。
Second Chronicles chapter 2.
第二章一开始，所罗门他定义要为神的名建造殿宇。
Solomon gave orders to build a temple for the name of the Lord.
他 他知道他有哪些工人可以用。
He knew he had some workers that he would need to procure.
所以如果从第二节跟第十七节你会看到他一共有153,600名。
So in chapter 2 verse 2 he had also further down in the chapter he had over 150,000 men.
那这些人所罗门都把他们分配好，他们要做什么
？And Solomon assigned them to do certain works.
然后他派人到推罗去见西兰，就是推罗王西兰。
And then he sent men to Tyre.
那他向这个推罗王述说他现在要做什么
？And he told the king of Tyre what he intended to do.
然后他期待也希望这个王能够支援他。建圣殿这个工程。
And he asked the king of Tyre to help him to build this temple for God.
我们看第四节
，verse 4，
他说：“我要为主我神的名建造殿宇，分别为圣，献给他，在他面前要焚烧美香，常摆设常摆神色饼，每早晚安息日夜朔，并主我们神所定的节期献燔祭，这是以色列人永远的定例。”
Verse 4, now I am about to build a temple for the name of the Lord my God and to dedicate it to him for burning fragrant incense before him, for setting out the consecrated bread regularly and for making burnt offerings every morning and evening and on Sabbaths and new moons and at the appointed feasts of the Lord our God. This is a lasting ordinance for Israel.
第五节说
5.
我所要建造的殿宇甚大，因为我们的神至大，超万诸神。
The temple I am going to build will be great because our God is greater than all the other gods.
第六节说，天和天上的天尚且不足他居住的，谁能为他建造殿宇呢？我是谁，能为他建造殿宇吗？不过在他面前烧香而已。
6. But who is able to build a temple for him? Since the heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain him, who then am I?To build a temple for him, except as a place to burn sacrifices before him.
所罗门他是被神特选出来要建造圣殿的人物。
Solomon was specially picked by God to build the temple.
在大卫还没有死以前呢，多次跟他强调这个概念：你是神特选的。
And David emphasized this to his son before he died, saying, Solomon, you are the one God has appointed to build the temple.
但是在这里我们看到所罗门他的心态是什么
But what was his attitude?
他知道他在做什么
He knew what he was doing.
然后他也认识了他自己是何等的渺小
And he realized his worthlessness.
所以第六节他就说我是谁 我能够为他建造殿宇吗？
And so in verse 6, he says, Who am I to build a temple for him?
所罗门知道他现在造这个殿宇，他事实上是要把它分别为圣，是属于神的。
Solomon knew to build the temple, that it must be a holy place, it's consecrated to God.
大卫之前已经特别说过了。
David had already said this.
在历代志上的29章的第一节。
First Chronicles 29, verse 1.
历代志上二十九章的第一节
，First Chronicles 29 verse 1。
大卫王对会众说：“我儿子所罗门是神特选的，还年幼娇嫩。这工程甚大，因为这殿不是为人，乃是为主神建造的。”
29 verse 1 reads: Then King David said to the whole assembly, "My son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great because this palatial structure is not for man, but for the Lord God."
当时候。大卫是这句话是对着所有的会众讲的。
This was addressed to the whole assembly.
特别强调说所罗门是神特选的。
Saying Solomon is the one whom God has chosen.
这个殿要很高大辉煌，是为神而造，不是为人。
And this temple is to be a palatial structure because it's for God, not for man.
但是现在所罗门他对推罗王是这样说。
But Solomon spoke to the king of Tyre.
他说我是谁？我竟然有这个机会，也有这个能力来建造神的殿宇吗
？He says, "Who then am I to build a temple for him?"
那我其实我只不过是照着神所吩咐的，要准备一个地方，让百姓可以 照着神的吩咐，不间断的来到这里地方来亲近神而已。
And I'm just to build a place where all the people can approach God and offer sacrifices to Him.
这是神的选民永远的定力，他们要世世代代不断的到神的面前来跟神亲近。
This is a place for the people of God to eternally come before Him to worship Him, to sacrifice to Him.
到神面前烧香，其实表示说人愿意到神面前来祷告。来祈求，来跟神亲近。
People were willing to burn incense before God, which, spiritually speaking, is to pray to God.
那要照着律法所说的，在节期的时候，在安息日，在月朔，神所说的时间点，都来到神的面前来。
And then to come to the temple on the appointed days, including Sabbath and the festivals and the new moons and the feasts.
所以他是要准备一个地方，让神的百姓都能够集中到神面前来的。
So his intent was to build a place of assembly.
我们知道所罗门他是有大智慧、大聪明的人。
Solomon was given much wisdom and intelligence.
历代志下第一章一开头就说明所罗门的智慧、聪明从哪里来的。
Chronicles tells us from whence came his wisdom and intelligence.
他跟神求，神开了一个空白的支票让他自己写，你要求什么我都给你。
God gave him a blank check and said, write it out for yourself, whatever you want.
就是你只管求，你不管求什么我都可以成全。
Whatever you ask for, I'll give you.
所罗门他没有求财富，没有求其他的，他求说。求神，你是我智慧聪明，让我可以治你的百姓。
And Solomon did not ask for wealth or power, but rather asked for wisdom and knowledge so that he could govern the people.
所以我们最后看到所罗门他是有智慧、有才能的。
And so Solomon was filled with wisdom and knowledge.
那我们知道，如果我们以今天的角度看，有才能、有智慧、很聪明的人，其实是有很大危机的。
So from today's perspective, if you're filled with wisdom and knowledge, and you also get wealth and power, then that's a great person.
也有很大的危机的。你很聪明的人其实也很危险的。
But it's also very dangerous to have that much wisdom and knowledge.
因为越有才能的人，他越容易觉得自己很行。
Because the more wise you are, the more knowledgeable you are, the more proud you are liable to become.
他越不觉得说我需要神。
And the more you may think that you don't need God.
或者是当我们在做一件事情的时候，我们很容易就依靠自己的能力了。
Or when we try to set out to accomplish a task, we just rely on ourselves.
或者是当我们有能力、有智慧、聪明去完成一件工作的时候，我们可能把这个神的工作当成自己的成绩了。
And when we do finish a task,even if it's for God, we kind of think of that this is our own accomplishment.
所以很容易就把神的工作当成自己的我的就我们今天所说的自己的成就功绩表。
And then any type of achievement done for God becomes our own personal achievement rather than God's achievement.
所以能够很容易就把神的工作变成我的工作。
And so God's work becomes.Obfuscated to become our work.
但是我们看到一开始所罗门他很清楚他现在要做的是什么。
But Solomon knew what he was doing.
他不敢把这个圣殿当成他自己的工作。
He dared not consider the temple just to be his own achievement.
他知道这个圣殿是神的。
He knew that this temple would be for God.
他事实上是要照神的吩咐去做神要他做的而已。
And so he was just doing what God commanded him to do.
那他也不敢用他自己的聪明智慧去更改任何神已经讲过的话。
And he did not dare to alter the plans that had been ordained by God.
所以所罗门，我们在这里看到他知道，他说我是谁。
And so Solomon said, "I know who I am."
我其实是能力有限的。
I am very limited human being.
那现在要完成神的这个工程是很巨大的。
And this task you've asked me to do is great.
那所以他也知道说他没有办法依靠他自己的能力就独立完成它。
And so I cannot accomplish this on my own.
他现在知道说这里面有一些关键的因素，就是要有那个巧匠，他懂得神的意思的，能够按照神的旨意去把所有的物品做成的那个关键人物。
And so, He was asking God to help him to build everything in accordance with his design.
那他知道说他是自己的这些工人当中还缺了一个巧匠， 能够完全明白神的意思的。
And he knew that there was still lacking someone who could understand exactly how to build it in accordance with God's desires.
所以他现在向推罗王要求支援了哈。
And so he asked Hiram, the king of Tyre, to send workers.
他希望推罗王能够提供更多的材料。
And he hoped to procure more materials from Hiram.
然后第七节说，求你差一个巧匠来。这个巧匠就是善用金银铜铁和紫色、朱红色、蓝色线，并精于雕刻之工的巧匠，跟我父亲大卫在犹大和耶路撒冷所预备的巧匠一同做工。
And in verse 7, he asked Hiram, "Send me therefore a man skilled to work in gold and silver, bronze and iron, and in purple, crimson, and blue yarn, and experienced in the art of engraving to work in Judah and Jerusalem with my skilled craftsmen, whom my father David provided."
这个人。你看，后来推罗王就找到，也知道说谁可以做，派了这个人来，就是在第十四节里面所说，但只派一个妇人的儿子。
And then, the king of Tyre, he knew, who was able to do this, and so in 13:14, he sends Hurumabi, a man of great skill, whose mother was from Dan.
那这个人在第四章的十六节就说了，他是什么名字？
And it says what name he has.
第四章的第十六节。
In chapter 4, verse 16.
盆、铲子、若叉子以神殿里面的一切器皿，都是巧匠户男用光亮的铜为所罗门王造成的。
16. The pots, shovels, meat forks, and all related articles, all the objects that Hurumabi made for King Solomon for the temple of the Lord.
那这个就是这个从推罗王那边所派来的这个巧匠，跟大卫所罗门的巧匠一起做工完成的。
This is the craftsman who was sent by the king of Tyre, to go and help build the temple.
所以我们看到所罗门他在执行建殿的工程的这个过程，他很清楚的知道他需要。找到适当人来执行这个工作。
So Solomon knew exactly what kind of personnel he needed to build the temple.
他也不敢把这个整个圣殿的工程都变成是他自己的事情。
And he dare not just make the whole project his alone.
他也不会把他这个整个圣殿建筑变成他自己的功劳。
And he did not dare make this whole construction project his own endeavor.
所以这段我们看到说，在建造神的殿在我们今天在建设神的教会，我们都需要弟兄姐妹共同来努力的。
And so today we know that if we're going to build something for God, we need all the brothers and sisters to work together.
要让神所赐有恩赐的人能够一同做工。
And so all the skilled workers of God can work together.
教会不是某一个人他的工的教会。
Church does not belong to any one individual.
教会是属神的，是基督的身体。
Rather, the church belongs to God. It is the body of Christ.
需要弟兄姐妹能够愿意顺服神，照神的指示，一起来参与来建设的。
We need all the brothers and sisters to work together to build up the church of Christ.
所以，所罗门他现在能够说我是谁？我竟然能够为神建造殿宇吗？
And so Solomon knows that. He's nothing, right? He asks, "Who am I to build this temple for God?"
那这个谦卑的态度其实跟父亲大卫也有关系。
And this type of attitude comes from his father David.
我们看历代志上29章，大卫他在预备材料的时候，他这样说。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles 29.
29章的第13节。
1 Chronicles 29:13.
13节，我们的神啊，现在我们称谢你，赞美你荣耀之名。14节。
14.
我算什么？我的名算什么？竟能如此乐意奉献？因为万物都从你而来，我们把从你而得的献给你。
Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. 14. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand.
大卫尽他所能的预备了很多很多的材料，但他说，其实这些都是神你的，我们只是把从你而来的。
David says that all of these materials really are not ours, but they're from your anyway. So we're just giving it back to you.
我们基本上是算不得什么的。
Because really we are nothing.
啊，所以这就是我们今天所有弟兄姐妹在神面前应该要先有的一个啊谦卑的态度。
So this is the type of humble attitude that all of us should have before God.
在参与教会的侍奉，我们在跟神的工作有份的同时，我们一定要知道，其实我们算不得什么。
And so even though we may actively work for God, we have to constantly have this attitude that we're really nothing.
但是我们今天有这个机会能够参与其中。
But we have this wonderful opportunity to serve.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is a blessing.
从神而来。
This is from God.
我们要把从神得的这些恩赐、时间、能力，把它用在神的身上。
So our time, our energy, our resources,have been given to us by God, and so we need to pay him back.
再来我们看历代之下第三章。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 3.
来谈一谈第三章一开始所说的建圣殿的根基。
And the foundations of the temple of the Lord.
三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1 in 2 Chronicles.
所罗门就在耶路撒冷主向他父亲大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上。大卫所指定的地方预备好了，开工建造神的殿。
Second Chronicles 3:1. Then Solomon began to build the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. It was on the threshing floor of Arauna, the Jebusite, the place provided by David.
这个圣殿的根基哦，建在哪里非常关键。
This was important where the foundations were laid.
这里特别说是在耶路撒冷。
First, it's in Jerusalem.
是神向他父亲大卫显现的摩利亚山上。
The same place where God appeared to his father David on Mount Moriah.
那而且又是耶布斯人，就是这个外邦人阿尔南这个人所拥有的禾场上。
And it's also on the threshing floor of Arauna, the Jebusite, a Gentile.
那这个地方是大卫所指定的地方。
This was the place provided by David.
然后在这个时间点上面，啊，所罗门就开工建造了圣殿。
It's right here that the temple was built.
所以我们知道，现在这个圣殿这个就是神的家哦，要建立在神所指定的地点上。
So God's house must be built where God wants it to be built.
那所以这个根基哦，你要在哪里开工建造，这个根基非常关键，很重要的，不可以随便。乱选的。
We can't randomly choose a site.
哦，所以我们现在看，在第一节特别指定了这几个地点啊，你就很清楚的知道说，啊，这个圣殿到底有什么意义啊？
And so, what does it mean that they had it built right there, specifically as dictated in verse 1?
为什么大卫要指定这个地方来建圣殿？
Why did David choose this place to build the temple?
我们知道阿尔南的禾场就是大卫。他向神认罪悔改的地方。
We know that the threshing floor of Arauna is where David repented of his sins.
因为他做了愚昧的事情，让神发怒，结果百姓死了很多人。
He had sinned. The God was angry and punished him, and many people died.
神刑罚大卫，并不是让他死，而是去击杀了许多无辜的。
When God punished David, David didn't die, but his people did.
但是大卫看到这个情形，他自己更伤心，更难过了。
But when he saw this, he felt even worse.
啊，因为他认为说应该死的是他，那为什么神反而是击杀了以色列百姓？
Because he knew that it was supposed to be him to die, not the people.
所以他在这个地方看到自己的罪恶，他也祈求神的怜悯，能够手下留情。存留百姓的性命。
And so on the threshing floor of Arauna, he prayed for forgiveness and for God to relent against the people.
那他照着神的指示，他去把这个禾场把它买下来。
And then he bought this place up.
在那里按照神的意思献祭，祭坛献祭给神。
And there he sacrificed to God.
结果神的愤怒止息了，天使要灭命的刀收进来了。
And then God's anger relented and.The angel of the Lord put down the sword.
所以这个地方就成为大卫他蒙神恩典的所在。
So this was a place where God, where David experienced the grace of God.
也是他认罪悔改的地方。
So where he repented of his sin.
所以让大卫很清楚的了解说， 其实神他很在意我们对他有一个真的是认罪悔改的心。
And then, he knew that this was a place where people could come to know God and repent.
多年之后，先知以赛亚这样说。
Many years later, the prophet Isaiah said.
我们看以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah 57.
五十七章的第十五节
，Verse 15。
五十七章十五节，因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也以心灵痛悔谦卑人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
For this is what the high and lofty one says: He who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place.But also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
神他要跟心灵痛悔谦卑人同住。
God will abide with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit.
神所同住的地方就是圣殿。
But God lives in the temple.
所以神他今天要在教会里面同住，我们一定要有这一个圣经所说的。我们在神面前是谦卑的，我们是愿意认罪悔改的。
And so if we want to come to God in the church, we must be lowly and contrite and humble in spirit.
那神就让这个谦卑人灵苏醒，也就是说我们可以从过去的错误当中醒悟，我们会改变的。
And then we can get a revival spiritually from God.
那痛悔的人的心也会苏醒，表示说我们会看到我们应该要做的做的事应该走的方向是从错误当中转变走在正确的路上的。
And we have to change our ways to turn from the wrong to the right, from sin to good.
所以这个指定的地点，这个圣殿 的根基建立在这个我们人愿意认罪悔改，而且在这个地方我们就可以体验到神的恩典的。
And so the foundation of the church is repentance and contriteness and humility and asking God for forgiveness and change.
那在这个地点上。也是当初所那个亚伯拉罕他献以撒的那个摩利亚山。
Mount Moriah is also where Abraham took Isaac to sacrifice him as a living sacrifice.
那在这个摩利亚山上，亚伯拉罕他体会到了神在神的山上他必有预备的这个恩典。
And in Mount Moriah, Abraham realized that God had prepared a better sacrifice.
所以圣殿就建立在神必有预备的地方。
And so the holy temple was built where God had made preparations.
也就是说，在这个神的殿里面，我们一定感受到神必有预备。
So in God's holy temple, in God's church, we can find the preparation of God.
我们来到这里，能够有一个心来信靠神，我们知道我们可以交托给神，因为他必有预备。
And we can come to God with confidence. Because we know God is prepared to receive us.
那所以从这个建圣殿的地点看来，这个圣殿就是我们人跟神相会的所在。
And so, from a location standpoint, we know that this place is where human beings and God can meet together.
那这个地方也是我们得到恩典的所在。
And it's the place where we can receive blessing.
那这个就跟出埃及记二十五章会幕有个地点一样。
And same thing as in Exodus 25, there's a location for the tabernacle.
看出埃及记二十五章。
Exodus 25.
二十一节。
21.
出埃及记二十五章二十一节。
Exodus 25, verse 21.
要将施恩座安在柜的上边，又将我所要赐给你的法版放在柜里。我要在那里与你相会。要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
Verse 21, place the cover on top of the ark and put in the ark the testimony which I will give you. 22, there above the cover between the two cherubim that are over the ark of the testimony, I will meet with you and give you all my commands for the Israelites.
这是在会幕里面至圣所约柜上面的那个施恩座。
And so here, the cover is the mercy seat, the top of the ark that's situated in the most holy sanctuary.
施恩座的里面，柜子里面放的就是 神的两块法板，写的他亲手写的诫命。
And inside the Ark of the Covenant is the Ten Commandments on two tablets of stone.
所以今天我们要得到神恩惠的基础，就是我们要愿意遵守神的诫命。
And so, if we want to meet with God, we must go through His commandments, the Ten Commandments.
我们要能够跟神相会，得到神的指示。那个基础也是要遵守神的命令。
And to obey all the commandments that He gives us today.
啊，所以这个所在的地点，其实今天就是我们今天建圣殿的基础。
And this is the basic foundation by which we create the sanctuary for God.
那我们从大卫他特别又说了，这个地点像所罗门他所指定的，他说这个地方就是。那个耶布斯人阿尔兰的合场是外邦人他的土地啊。
And David had already told Solomon, "This is where you're going to build the temple on the threshing floor of Arna, the Jebusite."
表示说，在这个神的圣殿，现在原本应该灭亡的外邦人也可以在这里能够跟神相会，而且能够得到神额外的恩典。
And this tells us that the Jebusite.The foreigner, the heathen, the pagan that was destined and doomed to die can also now receive salvation.
当主耶稣基督来了以后，我们今天原本不配的外邦人，现在能够在神的殿里面来见到神，而且得到恩典，得到救赎了。
And through Jesus Christ, the Gentile, the heathen, the pagan, we, the foreigner, can now come to Christ and receive salvation.
那这个就是今天在这个圣殿所要建筑的这个所在，它这个地点所呈现出来的意义。
This is the meaning of the location, the site.
那我们所看到的这个神的圣经里面这样子描述。
The Bible tells us this.
就是让我们了解说，今天整个属神的真教会，它要建立在哪一个基础上。
To know where the true church and how the true church must be established.
我们如果看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章我们来看第十九节。
Verse 19.
以弗所书二章十九节。
Ephesians 2, verse 19.
这样你们不再做外邦人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人的，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Verse 19, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. 20, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
今天教会的基础是最重要的那个根基，就是主耶稣基督本身。
And the chief cornerstone, the most important piece of the foundation, is Jesus Christ.
然后接下来是要建在使徒跟先知的教训上。
And the foundation of the apostles and prophets are built.
就是我们要愿意照着使徒跟先知所告诉我们有关于主耶稣基督的事情。
And so we have to listen to the message given to us from the apostles and the prophets with regards to Jesus Christ.
今天我们看到很多主耶稣基督的教训，我们所听到所看到的，其实都跟使徒的教导有关系的。
Today, the commandments that we follow and observe, they're in accordance with the apostolic church teachings.
因为主耶稣在传福音的时候，他自己没有写过一本书，他也没有写下任何东西留给他的门徒。
Because Jesus never himself wrote any writings that have lasted to today, and it was all other people.
我们今天所听到有关于主耶稣的一切，都是他的使徒所传下来的。
Everything we know about Jesus was imparted to us by the writings of the disciples.
为什么使徒他们那么能了解主耶稣基督他的福音跟旧约的关系？
Why did the disciples, apostles know so much about Jesus in the Old Testament?
因为主耶稣已经亲自跟使徒们都解释过了。
Because Jesus himself taught them.
所以今天我们的教会要建立在使徒跟先知的根基上。
And so our church must be built upon the foundation of the apostles.
在这里就是今天外邦人本来不配的该灭亡的人现在可以得到恩典。
And then foreigners, pagans, Gentiles, heathens can now come to know Jesus.
如果有罪人在这里愿意认罪悔改，就能够得到恩典，得到赦免。
Any sinner, as long as they are willing to humble themselves, repent, and turn to Jesus, they can receive salvation too.
那如果对神有信心的来到这里，他能够体会到什么叫做神必有预备。
And with faith, we can come to the church and see the preparation of God.
我们今天要让教会充满神的荣耀。
We must let this church be filled with the glory of God.
我们就是要这样子来追求。
This is what we must pursue after.
让我们按照神他所说的话来做。
So we must perform in accordance with God's teachings.
我们把我们的恩赐才干都把它奉献到神的面前来。
And to dedicate all of our energy, our time, our talents and abilities to serving God.
用一个谦卑的态度来建造神的殿。
To use a humble attitude to build up this church.
最后我们一定要看到神他的悦纳，然后他的荣耀充满在当中。
And then we will see the acceptance of this offering by God and be filled with the glory of God.
许多的见证就在这个地方出现的。
And then we will see many testimonies right here with our own eyes.
我们弟兄姐妹一定会感受到神他与我们同在。
Brothers and sisters will know that God abides with us.
因为这个地方神他悦纳以后，他说我的眼目时常看顾。
Because God loves this place and He says.My eye will constantly watch over it.
我们最后来看历代志下第七章。
Let's turn finally to 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
历代志下的第七章。
2 Chronicles chapter 7.
第七章是所罗门他们圣殿献完之后。
This is nearing the end of the dedication of the temple.
神亲自跟所罗门回应的记录。
God appears to Solomon personally.
我们先看第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
夜间神向所罗门显现，对他说：“我已经听了你的祷告，选择这地方作为祭祀我的殿宇。
”Verse 12, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices."
跳过去看第十六节。
16.
现在我已选择这殿，分别为圣。使我的名永在其中，我的眼、我的心也必藏在那里。
I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there.
神的荣耀所充满的殿是神所分别为圣，神祝福永远同在的所
同住的所在。Is somewhere God wants to dwell forever. His eyes and heart, His spirit, His glory will be there forever. So let's build up the church, the temple of God together. Let's sing him. 355. 355.